Candy Young is the athletic director at Delaware State. They're coming to our town, and they are going to be sharing a the national spotlight on ESPN's College Game Day. And Candy, welcome to Fargo, North Dakota. Doggone it.
Thank you, Jack.
Nice to have you.
It's nice to be on the show.
Are you going to make the trip out here for game day?
Unfortunately, I am being honored at another event in New Jersey, so I won't be able to make it.
Well, I'm planning on going to that event, too, to honor you. I happen to have looked through the DSUHornets.com and looking at your athletic department and such. I see where you have equestrian in there, and if you were here, you might be interested in the equestrian facilities that NDSU has as well out at the North Dakota Horse Park. I don't know if we teach equestrianism or whatever it is, but we're big on horses. But anyway, how is the thought of this trip being received by the student body, the patrons, and the athletes?
I tell you, to be honest with you, Jack and Sandy, we are still shocked that the fact that it's going to be on College Game Day. I sent a text to my coach on Saturday prior to a game they were getting ready to participate in, and it was just like, what? And I said, yeah, we're going to be on ESPN College Game Day. So the campus is now starting to really feel the sting of this happening, and so the excitement is just growing and growing and growing.
And you, the Delaware State University mascot is the Hornet, and so feeling the sting is kind of a natural pun for you, isn't it?
Oh, definitely a natural pun for us. Yes, that is our almighty mascot, the Hornet.
Is football the big game in at Delaware State?
As far as all the programs are concerning, yes, football and our basketball programs are real exciting here with the university. Our basketball programs sell out, but we have a small gym, but they do sell out every game. But football is definitely on the horizon. Our alumni are in love with the football programs here.
Where is Delaware State? In which community?
We're located in Dover, Delaware.
Oh, sweet. And the size of the student body?
Our student body is just over 4,000 students, and that's international as well.
And what programs does Delaware State brag about outside of the athletic department?
We brag about our business programs, our nursing programs, our STEM science programs are really big here. We are known for our one of our professors, Dr. Nordine Malici. He actually is part of the optics that we have the robot that's on Mars. Those pictures come back to our university. So we are real big on that right now.
Wow, that just made me smile. That's one of my favorites.
One of our bragging points.
That's cool. What's the record like for the Hornets this year?
Oh, the Hornets were starting out really slow. We had three major games, including your game, that we knew would give us some struggles along our way. We are 0-2 right now. And we're heading your way.
And our coach, Coach Bull, at his press conference on Monday and repeated it last night on our Bison feedback show that, he's glad ESPN Game Day is coming to town, but we're focused on game day. We're focused on the game.
Yes.
And, of course, he would be that. And we'd like to think that every game's a bowl game with Coach Bull. But how do you suppose your coach is approaching this game?
Oh, Coach Blunt, he's serious. He's coming in, with all guns. They're excited. Our students are excited because none of them have ever been to that part of the country before. So they're coming in with their eyes wide open. It's such an opportunity for our student athletes to be on a campus like the North Dakota campus. And so I know that they are just so excited about being there. And so once we settle them down and get them refocused on the game, I think they're going to have a good time. There's just so many opportunities in your area that they're going to be able to be a part of, and I think they're just looking forward.
When will your athletes be arriving?
Our students will be coming. They're going to get there Friday afternoon, and we're also sending six faculty members who are going to sit down with the faculty there, and we're creating a big relationship, and all of this started in an elevator conversation with the president from Delaware State University. This wasn't your typical athletic directors going out getting guarantees or something like that. This all started with the president of the university having a conversation about diversity.
Well, the when we travel, that is, when the bison travel, we've become sort of notorious for taking large crowds. I don't think we've taken huge crowds as far away as Delaware, but do you suppose you're going to have fans traveling with you?
I don't know that we're going to have that many fans attending, but we are loading the plane with a lot of support. Like I said, we have six professors that will be joining our students at the game, as well as the support staff that are here. We have a few of those attending. A few of my administrative assistants will also be there. And they yell real loud, so hopefully that effect will be heard in the stadium.
Well, I certainly hope so. We appreciate you having taken the time to join us here today on KFGO. I wish you were coming.
I do, too. It was my pleasure, though.
I wish you, and I suppose you'll be able to watch Bison Game Day, huh?
Oh, definitely. I will definitely be watching Game Day.
Oh, wait a minute. ESPN Game Day. Yes. Look what we've done. We've changed it to Bison Game.
Hey, I like it. It has a nice sound.
Oh, dang.
All right. So we have this morning show between 8 and 11 that's going to be broadcast from downtown Fargo. And it's the site of the Fargo Theater. And so, Candy, I hate to put you on the spot, but what do you think we should put on the marquee of the Fargo Theater that will be seen by, you know, 5-6 million people?
Welcome, Delaware State University.
We'll run that one by him, too.
Very good.
Candy, one other question.
Sure.
Were you born, did your mom and dad name you Candace, and you became Candy, or...?
No, my real name is Canzetta.
Oh, how cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
Canzetta, have you ever thought of going back to that?
No, not recently. I've thought it all my life. Imagine 4 or 5 years old telling people your name is Canzetta.
Well,
Candy
wow.
just came a whole lot easier.
And it won't even fit on your name tag.
No, it wouldn't.
Thank you, Candy. A pleasure to know
you. Welcome. Thank you.
And by the way, I know everybody who comes to town will enjoy the game aside. We're real nice people, and we want to make you feel real welcome.
I'm sure you will. We have already felt welcomed by, like I said, different people from your institution. There's been dialogue going on, so we've already feel like we have a home there in Bison Country. So we're looking forward to it.
Delaware State University Athletic Director Candy. That would be Candy Young. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.